Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The term that I've used is Poles Position.
It's time for Poles Position.
So the number one pick, by the way, for the Bears is secured.
Brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need it.
The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
What will Ryan Poles do with the number one pick?
You guys are drafting Caleb Williams number one overall.
We'll see.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yep. Congratulations. You did it. Okay, so.
We're counting down the days to the NFL draft.
Two picks, wow.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select
9999. So I listened to Poles Position for the last 3 months, every single day, because apparently I don't need to get anywhere with my life. And it's been fantastic.
Sit back and watch them go.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select
the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Poles Position is brought to you by Black Diamond Plumbing and Mechanical. There when you need us. We only have two more Poles Positions left. And Wednesday is our mock draft, where we will get someone from seven different cities to make a selection. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And we will make picks 1 and 9.
I made it easy for us this year. So we'll make 1 and 9, and then Ice Cube's just going to do the other 7.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I think that would be great, because Ice Cube did the Raiders pick last year.
Yeah.
If he's in, we're in.
I think he might be.
You think he might be?
I think so.
Okay. You got to top Ice Cube.
Everybody, Ice Cube!
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Good luck. Hey, Shane and Chris dig into the draft. Good luck topping Ice Cube. Who was that poor guy from, like, the Patriots last year who had to follow Ice Cube in the mock draft? He really struggled with it. He was very intimidated.
Was it Tom Brady?
I think you had Tom Brady on the show.
I think it was Tom Brady. Yeah.
But yeah. So Shane will do a great job for that. That's Wednesday at 3 o'clock. So Diana Russini says the Patriots are taking a bunch of calls with the third pick in the draft. Adam Schefter says that it sounds like Jaden Daniels is going too, and the Cardinals are in control of the draft with the 4th spot overall. All these new rumors, news, notes, pieces of information. The Broncos just traded for Zach Wilson, which some people think maybe means they're not going to be as likely to move up for a quarterback. I don't think that the Broncos are going to move up for a quarterback, because they don't have a lot of draft picks. They had to give up, you know, 3 total first-round picks for Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. They lack young players. They lack draft capital. They don't have a second-rounder this year. So I don't think Denver is a trade-up team. I think Minnesota is a trade-up team. I think Vegas is a trade-up team. I could even see a team like the Giants moving up from 6 if they feel like they need to get in front of someone else who would move up more aggressively. But I don't think Denver makes a lot of sense as a trade-up team. So that's some of the stuff that's going around. But I pulled the top seven names for the ninth overall pick in the draft because I'd like to think that we'd be able to hit here. I assume you guys have not looked at this. Are you going to want to take any guesses at who the favorite is? Most likely pick the gambling odds for the ninth pick in the draft?
Is it Roma Dunze?
It is Roma Dunze.
Sorry, Shane.
No, it's okay. I was just looking at the rundown.
Sorry, I'm so smart.
Oh, you're looking at the rundown. So
Roma Dunze. No, I was not.
Yeah, I was going to
guess Roma Dunze. I would say, what, like plus 150?
Yeah, good job. Okay.
Plus money, right?
All right, yeah. Plus 150. So he is the overwhelming heavy favorite, which I think makes sense. We've talked about him a ton. The most mocked guy to the Bears, for sure, has been Roma Dunze. And people say, why do I care about the gambling market for it? Remember, it is a market. It is an expectation set. It is not a guarantee or anything like that. But this is a lot of sharp, informed people both set these lines, but more importantly, bet into these lines. And then, you know, the circas of the world react to it to limit their exposure. So Roma Dunze at a little bit worse than even money to be the ninth pick in the draft, that excites me a great deal. And that suggests that that would be four quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Joe Alt, and one defensive player off the board. It could be five quarterbacks if this Atlanta Michael Penix rumor is accurate. That would floor me, but it could be five quarterbacks, and then in that scenario, maybe you have a Joe Alt Roma Dunze decision that you need to make if that somehow has come to pass. But I personally think Harrison, Nabers, Alt, and four quarterbacks are off the board, and I don't think Atlanta's taking a Dunze because of all of the assets they've used on skill position guys over the years. So I think he's going to be there. I think the Bears are going to take him. That's who I would take. Now, the second most common guy, there's a pretty big drop here. It's Jared Verse at 6-1. Now, I am on the record, and I still believe this, that the only thing that I will be disappointed in with Ryan Poles is if he trades down and takes defense. That's the only thing that would have me disappointed. And it'll still be a great night, and it'll still be a historic night because Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear. But I want him to get a blue-chip player, and I want him to get a blue-chip player that directly supports Caleb. And I know a better defense supports your quarterback and complementary football and all of that, but I'm talking about for performance and success for him on the field, either give him a guy to throw to or a guy to protect him. One of those two things. Jared Verse does neither. But Jared Verse, to me, also grown-ass man, impressive, huge position of need for the Bears. I think it's arguably the biggest need on the Bears is D-end opposite Montez Sweat. But being the old man who beats up on the young kids and his age would very much worry me. Like, he does a lot of his highlights are bull-rushing sophomores and running them over. He's a grown-ass man. You're not going to be able to do that in the NFL consistently. So Jared Verse would scare me. The next most likely guy for the ninth overall pick is Byron Murphy. And this one, I'd be excited about. Because while I do not think that Matt Eberflus should need another top 10 investment on the defensive side of the ball, another premium asset, I should say, on the defensive side of the ball. Like, how much more does he need? You paid Jalen Johnson, you drafted Tyreek Stevenson, you drafted Kyler Gordon, you drafted Jaquan Brisker, you drafted Jervon Dexter, you drafted Zach Pickens, you signed Tremaine Edmonds, you signed TJ Edwards, you traded for Montez Sweat, and you signed Montez Sweat. How many more assets does this guy need on the defensive side of the ball. At least what the Byron Murphy selection would be is them telling you our actions about the three technique are real. We tried to sign Larry Ogunjobi. It didn't work. We made a run at Draymond Jones, got outbid. We drafted Pickens and Dexter, not premium assets. We would have taken Jalen Carter, but personality. But Matt Eberflus needs his DeForest Buckner. We need a premium asset at this premium position. We've been transparent about that since the beginning. This is our guy. I would understand it. I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't do backflips over it, but I'd understand it because of who your head coach is. It would at least make logical sense, and you guys know I try to be as logical as I possibly can with this sort of thing. Like, that would tell a story to me that makes sense. It would be too empowering of Eberflus and too much about defense and not as much about Caleb, so I wouldn't like it, but I'd understand it. Dallas Turner and Laiatu are the next guys. So, again, these are edge rushers' biggest position of need. But what gets interesting to me about this is now it's no longer about the specifics of after Odunze versus 6-1, Murphy's 7-1, Turner's 8-1, and Latu is 9-1. What gets interesting to me is they're all defensive players. It's basically saying Poles will take best player available, and he would take the first or second best defensive player over the ninth best offensive player if Odunze is off the board, and he would go to his board. And I know that everyone says best player available, best player available, best player available. And again, edge is a position of need, but it feels like the angst or anticipation that we're going to have in this draft is, for the ninth pick anyway, is does Atlanta take an offensive player? Do Tennessee and New York both take receivers? Like, what if Odunze is the seventh pick in the draft? That's got to at least be in play. And will Ryan Poles go defense in that scenario? So that, to me, those 6 and 7, the Giants and the Titans, if he gets past it there, because I cannot see him taking Jared Verse or Byron Murphy or Dallas Turner if Romo Odunze is on the board. I can't see him doing it. I just think that succession plan to DJ Moore, succession plan to Keenan Allen, same timeline as Caleb, knows Caleb, premium position, where he came from in Kansas City, needing this pick to work. Like, this is when Ryan Poles' job status and job tenure, like, really begins. It is on Caleb Williams and the success or failure there. Like, I can't see it. I can't see him passing on Odunze if he's there. And so the next two guys, there's a huge jump. Verse, Murphy, Turner, and Latu are all between 6 and 9-1, according to the gambling market. Then Brock Bowers at 16-1 and Olu Fashanu at 19-1 are the next two most likely guys to be the ninth pick in the draft. So, and then there's a really interesting one at 20-1 that I'll give you in a minute. I would be more excited about Brock Bowers than Jared Verse. I would be more excited about Olu Fashanu than Dallas Turner or Laiatu Latu. Like, I personally would just, you guys know, I bias towards offense. The market says they are much likely to take a defensive guy than one of those, I don't know, call them tier two offensive prospects. But there's surprises every year. There's no way that this draft is going to go when we're doing the show Thursday night live from Detroit. There's no way the draft is going to go exactly how everyone is mocking it, which is Caleb 1, Jaden 2, Drake May 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. 4, Malik Nabers 5. Joe Alt, 6. I mean, J.J. McCarthy has to be in there somewhere. Like, J.J. McCarthy, not that he'll go to Tennessee, but you understand. And then Dallas Turner. Like, I just, there's going to be a surprise. I do not think those eight guys are definitely going to be the top eight picks in the draft. I just, it never works out that way. So the guy at 20-1 for the next most likely spot for who's going to be the ninth pick in the draft is J.J. McCarthy. So that scenario is J.J. McCarthy falling to the Bears at 9 and them trading the pick. The only reason I don't think that's a good bet or likely to happen is because, A, it seems like he's going to get overdrafted and be drafted before that. But if he's fallen to 9, the Jets aren't taking him either. So I don't know why someone would say if he's fallen to 9 that they'd have to jump in front of the Jets to get him. So I don't think that 9 is a great trade down spot for a quarterback, because I think one of these guys is going to be off the board.
Yeah, if he's still there, that means all the talk this offseason has been nonsense. And right. No one actually believes the things that they're saying and hearing about J.J. McCarthy.
I agree. So who would be there at 9 for Poles to trade down for? I think it would be like Rome Odunze. And then he would just pick him. Because I don't think anyone's trading up for any of these defensive players. And I don't think anyone's trading up for Michael Penix or Bo Nix. And you don't have to get in front of the Jets to get a quarterback. So, yeah, if McCarthy falls, maybe the phone rings. But I think that if McCarthy lasts beyond 6, he's probably lasting into the teens. Like, I think that the Vikings' second pick, that pick they got from Houston, the 23rd pick in the draft, that's a spot for them, if they don't trade up, that they'll just take the quarterback who falls to them. They'll draft a guy at 11 and a guy at 23, and the 23rd pick in the draft will be a quarterback for Kevin O'Connell to develop. But I don't think this is a trade-up spot for a QB, because it's probably going to be you're going to have to go higher than that. So I always think that this is a useful exercise around now, because odds will change like crazy. Like last week, Drake May became the favorite over Jaden Daniels for the second pick in the draft. It went back, and it's gone back and forth. But these guys, the gambling market often does a pretty good job on this sort of thing, because intel can break out and sharp bettors can fire into this number and really move some markets. So my top two would be Rome Odunze and Byron Murphy for most likely outcomes here. So if I was going to advise you to make a wager, I'd bet on Odunze and Murphy. So that almost guarantees that it won't be one of those two guys. But the other one that's fun is Fashanu. If Poles thinks that he can be a left tackle and that Braxton Jones can be a guard, Braxton Jones then is still a good pick by Ryan Poles, and we saw that he was willing to use a premium asset on Darnell Wright at this spot last year. Like, if he goes back-to-back years at 9 and he gets the right tackle of the future and the left tackle of the future to support the quarterback, it's not a bad way to build a team. But I have not placed a bet on the 9th overall pick. But Rome Odunze at plus 150 and Byron Murphy at 7-1 would be where I would go. I can't believe you can even still bet, by the way, on Caleb Williams at 1. We got Dan Weider on the show today at 4. He tells Dan that they're taking him, in all but saying it. He's like, yeah, it was tough for me to tell my son that we were trading Justin Fields. He went from his Halloween and he had his poster on his wall. But now all I had to do was show him Caleb Williams highlights. And now he's got Caleb Williams on the back of his phone. I don't think Ryan Poles is going to tell Dan Weiderer that and tell his son that and then draft Jaden Daniels. That would seem pretty mean as a dad to do to your 11-year-old kid. So I hope you got your bets in around when I made that jersey or shortly thereafter of Caleb Williams being the number one pick of the draft. Because right now I think you got to bet $20,000 to win $100. Probably not worth it at this point. just to tie up that money and pay the taxes on the transaction. But Ryan Poles all but told Dan Wiederer what's going to happen. And we'll talk to Dan about that conversation coming up in an hour. And I should also mention the draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Thursday, 5 to 9 after the Cubs game, we're live from Detroit. We're on through the Bears' second pick. Wani and Manley in studio. Odyssey app, The Score, Twitch, X, YouTube, wherever you consume content, we will be bringing you our draft analysis. I thought that Arturis Karnishevas did a great job. I also think it's going to be very difficult for those words to age anything but poorly. I'll explain next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.